Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, and this is A Bit of Science. This bit of science was recorded in February of 2017, and the topic is, what time is it? On December 30th, 2016, 1 second was added to the day. I read it somewhere, I think in the Duluth News Tribune. So, okay, what's with messing with time? I have enough trouble getting to stuff on time as it is. So who's fooling around with time and what are they doing? You know, why are they messing with it? I had to get some answers. So here's what I found out. Why is someone messing with time? This second is called a leap second. The leap second is periodically added in the day so that our measured time based on an unchanging standard of elapsed time fits its relationship to the solar time, which is the time that we sense from the position of the sun as seen from the Earth, so-called solar day. Since the Earth's spin is constantly slowing down, the time it takes for the sun to apparently move across the sky is getting a little longer, and we have to stretch out our measured time to have it stay in step. So who is sneaking around and throwing in this extra second when I'm not looking? Well, apparently the culprits are the International Astronomical Union and the International Geodesy and Geophysics Union. And they are two international non-government units of science that have taken the responsibility to keep two ways of estimating time in sync. And I'm not sure who gave them the right to throw in this second now and then, but that's who's doing it. Now, why didn't we notice? Well, my reading has told me that these astro-geo guys added the second after 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 59 seconds of the last day of 2016, and they called it 23:59:60. Then they marked the next second as 000000, and the new year, 2017, was underway. Most people were either sleeping or partying away the old year and didn't notice. I suspect that some folks that kissed at New Year's were thrown off in their timing, but hey, what's done is done. Well, okay, I got off science a little, so let me get back to the second again, and let's talk about the second that they added. It was very accurate. Over the years, man has invented all kinds of timepieces, including sundials, water clocks, clock candles, sand-filled hourglasses, pendulum clocks, spring-driven mechanical clocks, battery-powered quartz crystal clocks. You know, in the early days of my life, our everyday clocks used to drift a few seconds or more in a day and had to be reset pretty often. Now our timepieces are much more accurate, and the unit of time we call the second is defined by a standard which is set by an atomic clock. These atomic clocks have been refined over time. The current atomic clock that is being used to define the second is based on the duration of an energy transition in the cesium atom. To be more precise, 1 second is defined as 9,192,631,770 times as much as the time it takes for the cesium atom to do one of its internal energy transitions. With a cesium clock, you don't have to worry about gaining or losing a second for more than a million years. Even so, since cesium clocks were set as the standard, much better clocks have been invented. The most accurate one I could find is based on the transition of the strontium atom. And this baby will keep time up to a second for something like 15 billion years. Well, I think I've used up my time for this segment of A Bit of Science, but I hope to be back with another bit of science, math, engineering, or technology sometime soon. And if you are a student in our local schools and you like science, you might enjoy helping me to produce and record some of these bits. Leave me a message with your contact information to liukk004@d.umn.edu. That's liukk004@d.umn.edu, and I'll get back to you to discuss how we might begin. So thanks for listening. I'll leave you with a quote from Albert Einstein explaining why there is time. He said the only reason for time is so that everything doesn't happen at once. Makes sense to me. This is Bob from KTWH saying goodbye for now.